知道今朝早个时间咧比较紧迫一啲咁多。
I realize that we're a little pressed for time this morning.
不过我仍然今朝早愿意同弟兄姊妹再嚟睇哥林呢个约书亚记。
But once again, we want to come into the study of the book of Joshua.
上一次我哋冇机会讲晒呢个第三章同埋第四章。
And last time we actually did not have the opportunity to study into chapter 3 and 4 as we had originally intended.
今朝早我哋将佢讲完。
So this morning we want to finish that particular portion.
所以我会同弟兄姊妹交通第一点系信心嘅脚步。
The first point to our sharing today is the footsteps of faith.
第二点咧就系嗰十二块嘅石头交换位置。
And the second point concerns the 12 stones that it refers to, and this is the exchange of position.
这个是死而复活的见证。
And this is the testimony of the resurrection from the dead.
好，请我们看几处的圣经。
So that's our study. So let's start with a scriptural reading.
第三章
Chapter 3 of Joshua.
第八节
Beginning with verse 8.
你要吩咐抬约柜的祭司说：你们到了约旦河的水边上，就要在约旦河水里站住。
You shall moreover command the priests who are carrying the ark of the covenant, saying, When you come to the edge of the waters of the Jordan, you shall stand still in the Jordan.
约书亚对以色列人说：你们近前来听耶和华你们神的话。
Then Joshua said to the son of Israel.Come here and hear the words of the Lord your God.
约书亚说：看啊，普天下主的约柜必在你们前头过去，到约旦河里。因此你们就知道，在你们中间有永生神，并且他必在你们面前赶出迦南人、黑人、希末人、比利洗人、加勒撒人、阿摩利人、耶布斯人。
And Joshua said, By this you shall know that the living God is among you, and that you will assuredly.Dispossess from before you the Canaanites, the Hittites, the Hivites, the Perizzites, the Girgashites, the Amorites, and the Jebusites.
你们现在要从以色列支派中拣选十二个人，每支派一人，等到抬普天下主耶和华约柜的祭司把脚站在约旦河水里，约旦河的水就是从上往下流的水，必然断绝，立起成垒。
Behold, the ark of the covenant of the Lord of all the earth is crossing over ahead of you into the Jordan. Now then, take for yourself 12 men from the tribes of Israel, one man for each tribe. And it shall come about when the soles of the feet of the priests who carry the ark of the Lord of all the earth, shall rest in the waters of the Jordan. The waters of the Jordan shall be cut off. And the waters which are flowing down from above shall stand in one heap.
14节，百姓离开帐幕要过约旦河的时候抬约柜的祭司仍在百姓的前头，他们到了约旦河，脚一入水，原来约旦河水在收割的日子涨过两岸，那从上往下流的水便在极远之处，撒拉旦旁的亚当城那里停住，立起城垒。
So it came about when the people set out from their tents to cross the Jordan with the priests carrying the ark of the covenant before the people.And when those who carried the ark came into the Jordan, and the feet of the priests carrying the ark were dipped in the edge of the water, for the Jordan overflows all its banks all the days of harvest, that the waters which were flowing down from above stood and rose up in one heap, a great distance away at Adam, the city that is beside Zarethan, and those which were flowing down towards the sea of Arabah, the salt sea, were completely cut off.
第四章第一节开始。
And then let's pick it up again in chapter 4, verse 1.
各民尽都过了约旦河，耶和华就对约书亚说：你从民中要拣选十二个人，每支派一人，吩咐他们说：你们从这里，从约旦河中祭司脚站定的地方取十二块石头，带过去放在你们今夜要住宿的地方。
Now it came about when all the nation had finished crossing the Jordan that the Lord spoke to Joshua, saying, Take for yourself 12 men from the people, one man from each tribe, and command them, saying, Take up for yourselves 12 stones from here out of the middle of the Jordan, from the place where the priest's feet are standing firm, and carrying them, and carry them over with you, and lay them down in the lodging place where you will lodge tonight. And then jumping to the very last verse of chapter 4, verse 24.
要使地上万民都知道耶和华的手大有能力，也要使使你们永远敬畏耶和华你们的神。That
all the peoples of the earth may know that the hand of the Lord is mighty, so that you may fear the Lord your God forever.
好，我哋读圣经就读咁多。That's
the end of our Bible reading for today.
请我哋再一次嘅低头祷告。Once
again, let's bow our heads in a word of prayer.
亲爱嘅主，我哋感谢你。
Beloved Lord, we thank you
that
we're able to come before your presence this morning.
主啊，求你的灵在中间引导我们。
May your Holy Spirit lead us here in this place.
让我们不单止读过你的话，并且这些话进到我们心中。
Not only is it enough for us to have read your words, but that truly the words will enter deeply into our hearts.
求主将赐人智慧和启示的灵赏赐给我们。
And may you grant us the spirit of wisdom and revelation. So that we might see you and to truly know you.
求主恩待我们,
may you have mercy, deal kindly with us. And may you be exalted and lifted here in our midst. In the name of Lord Jesus Christ we pray. Amen.
弟兄姊妹,
now, brothers and sisters, if you still recall our discussion the last time we had opportunity to study this.
你說是很久以前的了,
you may say, well, no, I don't. It's been so long ago. But let me just give you some reminders then.
讲到以色列人他们要过这个约旦河过去那边去得到神要话赐给他们的地方.
So this is a portion of scripture and history where the Israelites were now about at the cusp of entering into the promised land. They were about to cross the Jordan River to enter into the land that God had promised to them.
这个过河这件事情呢,
and so this matter of crossing the river symbolizes for us, is a type for us of our spiritual life, the process or the progress of our spiritual life.
并且呢,
and we saw how in the arrangements that the Ark of the Covenant proceeded before them.
讲明了我们的路是神在前面带领我们。It
tells us very specifically that along the path that we travel, it is God who is in front of us who leads us.
不是其他的人带我们，不是祭司那些服侍神的人，也不是那些代表神的。
And so it clearly points out that we follow no other. No other individual or being or thing leads us. It's not the priest or those who represent the leadership or those who are spiritual giants that lead us.
神这样的安排也被跟随的人看见一件事情。
And because of God's arrangement, exactly in this particular way, it allows us who are the followers to be able to see.
但跟随的人的眼睛要在神的身上。
But what does require is that the followers, those who follow him, their sight must be focused and set upon him.
这个是非常大的一个属灵的原则。
Now this is a major, major spiritual principle.
我们今天相信接受这位耶稣基督。
Today we believe upon and accept it for ourselves as our Lord Jesus Christ as our Savior.
他是带领我们走前面路的那位。
And it is he who leads us forward.
雖然我們常常來到弟兄姊妹的中間,
and even though we oftentimes come before brothers and sisters,
但是我們跟隨的不是這裡中間的任何一位弟兄姊妹,
but for brothers and sisters as a whole, the one whom you follow is not the one who is standing before you, but rather it is God himself.
也不是說這裡說的祭司,
nor from the scripture, they are not following the priests, nor are they following the Levites. And even yes, it is the priests who are carrying the ark. But the multitudes, the crowd, the people, their sight is set upon the ark, which is being carried. and not upon the people who are carrying the ark. Maybe I should expound a little bit about this particular matter. Now this coming week, we are going to have our West Coast Christian Conference.
And in total,
there is more than 1,000 who have registered to attend the conference. And because of that, there are many, many arrangements that we must make beforehand. There's a lot of preparation work. There's a lot of things to arrange. In addition to that is the fact that the site, the universities whose facilities we're utilizing, they're not cooperative. There are so much to do, tasks to perform. At the same time, we're butting heads with the administration there. Not only are they not cooperative, you will find, and let me emphasize, you will find that even those who are attending the conference may not be so cooperative as well. But nevertheless, our sight must be set and focused upon our Lord. So, brothers and sisters, those who have signed up to be ushers, be prepared that there are some who are just going to dismiss your directions. You want them to sit in this particular seat, they'll want to sit over there instead. If you might be taking care of infants, not only are the kids not going to be obedient, but the parents are not going to listen to you neither. It's possible that you made arrangements and a schedule set forth and someone's supposed to come and be of a help during this time and they might never show up. It's possible that we've experienced in the past where someone calls you up in the morning, they're very frantic saying, oh, I have to come to the conference, you have to make room for me. So you go through a lot to make sure that they have a place, but at 12 o'clock they call and say, oh, I'm sorry, I'm canceling. Some people sign up, they register, but they never show up. And so you experience all these things during the conference. What will you do then? If our focus is only upon those individuals whom we serve, we'll get frustrated. Or if you're a worker and you're just focused on the task at hand, I have to get this done, this has to be completed, I have to go attend to that too. If you have more than 24 hours, you'll still never get it done. You'll be so frustrated. If our sight is just fixed upon our work, the task at hand, then we will not have much rest. And I would greatly encourage those brothers and sisters who will be serving this coming week, if you find yourself in that agitated, frustrated state, take a breath, slow down. Pause for even just the slightest moment of time, just 1 minute of time. And then take that moment to come back to the Lord and secure from Him the strength that's needed to go on. Rely only upon Him, because only He is the one who leads us.
要常常见到这个约柜，见到神。
So our sight must always, always have in view this Ark of the Covenant.
如果我们眼睛是望着天，望着我们的主。
If our sight is set up in the heavens upon our Lord,
所以我们是表面上面我们是接触到这么多的人，这么多的事物。
Even though we're tending to so many tasks and are serving so many individuals,
但你知道你所做的是为了主而做的。
You know in your heart that you are serving the Lord Himself.
你就不再看见旁边那个人，哎呀，叫了他，他又走了去，啊，叫那个做，又搞不定。
Then you will realize that your focus is no longer then on the frustrations that come. So that person who didn't listen to you, or those arrangements that were never carried out, they won't matter.
当你仰望主的时候，
because when you look upon the Lord,
当你的眼睛在主的身上的时候，
when your eyes are focused on the Lord,
你就不会呢被那些你服侍的对象所发生的事情而发生发怨言。
You will not be frustrated by the events that occur, those things that for whom you're trying to serve.
其实这个只是我们在这一生人生的里面一次这一点上面是会这样的经历。
You realize that in the overall scheme of things, this is merely one bleep in our life. This is only one experience.
因为除了这个之外还有很多其他的事情。
Aside,
可能叫你心烦意乱。
Aside from this particular conference, throughout your whole lives, there are other things that come and fill and possibly frustrate you.
盼望弟兄姊妹，我们都被提醒，我们的眼睛要望着神的旨意。
So may we all be encouraged as we receive the reminder, set your focus on the Lord.
所以上一次咪提咯，神点解要有咁样个安排呢？
Last time we talked at length about this. Why did God make the arrangements as He did?
让每一个跟随的人都看到这个约柜。
It is so that every individual that's listed here in the people are able to actually see, physically see the ark that's laid before them.
因为神有个心意就话，咁样使你哋知道你哋当走嘅路。
Why did He do that? Because it clearly spells it out for us. God said, "It's so that you will see the path upon you tread."
所以神当佢哋过河嘅时候，神系作咁样嘅安排。
And so this is how God arranged for matters to be done as they were crossing the river.
今天让我哋睇见，我哋亦都走喺呢条嘅路上边。
Now today, applying it to us, we too walk along this path.
我哋嘅走嘅路同佢哋嘅走嘅路系相同嘅。
We walk along a similar path to the Israelites.
因为我们都不知道前面是怎么样。
Why? Because we don't know what, just like them, we don't know what lies ahead.
我们知道的就是主一定带领我们走。
The only thing that we know that be assured of is that the Lord will lead us there.
并且他在前头引领我们走。
He is there in front to lead.
与我们在主的面前，我们这一 个心放在主的身上的时候，什么的事情临到我们，或者我们遇见任何的事情都不需要怕。
And if that was the case, then no matter what we experience, as long as we have placed our hearts and our attention in His hands, then we will not be frightened or will not be aggravated as we travel along this path.
好，我们今天来到我们今早的第一点。
So we come to this first point.
就是说看到那些祭司抬着个约柜要进到去约旦河的里面。
This is the first point of this morning's sharing. Now, this is focused then on the priests. They are holding up the ark and they come upon the river.
照按理呢，这个不是一个很好的时节去过河。
In theory, this actually is not the good time to be crossing the river, not the good time in the season to be crossing the river.
因为那时正是收割的，圣经告诉我们收割的日子。
Because this actually was during the season of harvest.
约旦河的水涨过两岸。
And the Bible clearly tells us that the water of the Jordan River overflows its bank all the days of harvest.
水流这么急。
And so as the river streams downward,
即使你企喺度唔喐啊，都可能被冲走嘅。
It's very possible if you don't move and you just stood there that the force of the currents would knock you over and carry you down the river.
仲有啊，就系话如果你落咗水，嗰啲水唔干咁点？
And then you have to consider, wait, we're crossing the river. If I step into the river and the water doesn't stop, what's going to happen?
你知道那个约柜有几重吗？
You remember that they're carrying the ark. How heavy is the ark?
啊，你知唔知有几重啊？
Do you know how heavy the ark is?
我可以告诉你。
I can tell you.
是很重。
It's very heavy.
内外包住金。
Don't forget that it was overlaid with gold.
你即使呢一個櫃咁嚇咁細
，If you consider this podium such a small podium，
如果你想象一下裏外都包金
，If you overlay it on the outside and also place gold on the inside of the podium，
你台你話有幾重
？You think about it. If you had to carry it, how heavy would it be？
當日嗰啲祭司
，The priest at that particular time
就抬住呢個金重嘅約櫃要進到水裏邊。
They were instructed to carry this ark on。To cross the river.
嗱呢个需要信心。
Now it requires faith.
因为如果你冇信心，即使你识游水都冇用。
Even because if you lack faith, even if you were a good swimmer, you might not have much hope.
从种种嘅环境上边嚟睇见，呢个系一个唔该作呢件事情嘅一个季节。
So circumstances dictates that this would not be the right time to be thinking about crossing a river, this river.
咁一定有啲人咧，有理智一啲嘅人会提议话：，喂，改路啦，改时间啦。
So there are probably at that particular time in their midst some logical thinking people who would think, well, you know, it's more logical if we change the time, or more logical to find another way to cross.
但系神冇咁样用。
But God did not change at all.
神正系要用喺呢个时候。这个环境来显出什么呢？显出他是永生神。
In fact, God chose this time at this specific moment in this particular site to do what? To display that He Himself is the Almighty God.
他是全能的，是统管万有的主宰。
That He is the Almighty God, that He is the one who is able in all things.
当人看见环境的时候
Yes, man will look at the circumstances.
人就失去信心。
And when he does, he loses faith.
人就觉得惧怕。
And he becomes frightened.
第十一节，神就同佢哋讲话。
But in verse 11 of this chapter, it tells us,
看啊，普天下主嘅约柜必喺你哋面前过去，到到约旦河水里河里，因此你哋就知道喺你们中间有永生神。
It says here, Behold, the Ark of the Covenant of the Lord of all the earth is crossing over ahead of you into the Jordan. It's so that you might know that the Lord of Heaven is here.
并且他能够将迦南七族的人都赶走的。
And not only that, but God will be the one to disperse, to dispossess from before you the seven different nations who occupy that land at that particular time.
这个是神的心意。
And this is the heart intent of God.
神要显出他自己的能力。
Because God will manifest His might.
我们就看见，哎呀，环境为什么会这样？
We look at circumstances, oh, well, that's not very good.
但是神也有他的目的。
But God has His purpose.
是我们的想象里面之外的。
That far surpasses our own thinking.
如果人信服。
If man would be willing to submit,
神的作为就显出来。
Then the proper place of God is easily displayed and seen.
人不信服。
When man refuses to submit,
我们就觉得这个是难处。
We will think, oh, this is too hard, this is too difficult.
那感谢主，那班祭司当年他们抬着这个约柜，真是过去。
But thanks be to God for that group of priests, they did go forward holding the ark and going forward to cross the river.
所以当这个祭司的脚一踏入水的踏入去水里面的时候。
And it says that when the soles of the feet of the priest step into the water, rest in the water.
水就好远的地方就在那里停下来。
It tells us that the waters of the Jordan stopped way upstream. So, brothers and sisters, we have to learn. Don't look at circumstances. Instead, allow our focus to be squarely faced upon, placed upon God. Oftentimes, we teach the lesson of faith. But faith requires action.
And
the action that's needed in this particular case is for the priest to actually move their foot, take that step, and place it into the water. Don't forget, if you just imagine that picture, when the priest lifts up his leg, at that particular time, the current is still free flowing. And when they step into the water, the water stopped, but it was way upstream. But what about the water that went from where it stopped to where their feet were? What happened to that body of water? The Bible didn't go into detail to tell us how long it took for that water to pass by the priest. But the Bible does record this one thing, which is that the water stopped in a heap upstream. So that's why we said we labeled this particular portion of Scripture as the lesson of faith. The footprint of faith. So on the one hand, we have to trust in God. We believe in what He tells us. But it also requires for us to believe that this God whom we believe in is a trustworthy God. You know, sometimes we say, well, no, I have faith. I believe that the Lord will return. Or you would say, I believe that there is a heaven. More often than not, our trust or our belief is in the advent of something. So let's say an event, a spiritual event, that we believe that that event will take place. Or we believe that that thing will happen as is stated. But brothers and sisters, let's learn it a little bit deeper, one step deeper. And that is that all these spiritual events, all these spiritual matters will occur and will happen exactly as stated because of God who is trustworthy. It's possible that circumstances might not be so easy for us. But we have to believe in God who is the one that watches over us, but He is the one who is able to bring us through. And that's why we can have faith that we will overcome these circumstances. Then we have to understand, whenever we talk about faith, it is coupled with a step of action. And to put it some spiritual terms that we might oftentimes hear is that man must present themselves to be viable resources for him to use. We need to cooperate with God. And when we do present ourselves that way, then God's will can be accomplished.
信心仍然的,我们说,不是信有什么事情出现。
So again, our faith is not in an event that for sure that that event will happen.
信因为根据神,祂是那个确据,神是那个的定规。
That rather that our faith is based upon God who is trustworthy, who is the one evidence. That's in control.
He's the evidence.
That he's the evidence of our faith.
我上个星期我哋喺我哋嘅library嘅门口嗰度。
Last week, I was at the library, at the entrance to our library.
大家知道 Millbury 嘅 library 咧，佢有一埲墙咁，然后就下边 parking lot 就有好高嘅一个矮墙。
If brothers and sisters are familiar with the Millbury Library, not far from the entrance, there's actually it's because it's sloped. Not far from the entrance, there's actually a retaining wall and beyond the retaining wall is the parking lot.
在上面呢,很多小孩在玩,如果放了學之後,
and especially after school, you find many kids, many young people there milling around or playing in that area.
那我呢,又見到幾個女仔在玩,
and so that particular day, I saw a couple of girls that were playing in that area.
那他們玩到怎樣呢?玩到,不如我們在這裡跳下去吧,
and so what are they doing? They were thinking, hey, it will be fun to jump off the retaining wall. So that's what they did. So one by one, they took turns and they jumped off the retaining wall onto the parking lot. And then there came to this one particular girl. She followed along, got to the edge, and then she was just a little hesitant on whether or not to follow suit to jump
down.
Everybody else, all of her friends actually jumped off already. And she really wanted to follow. But she did not have enough courage. And so all her friends were down there already. They were saying, come on. What do you have to be afraid of? Just jump. Just jump. Okay, tell you what. I'll catch you, okay? I'll catch you. How's that? But what ultimately happened? She refused. She could not get herself to jump.
Hey, you chicken.
And so they called her a chicken. So I surmise from just observation, on the one hand, this particular girl, she didn't have much confidence in herself, but also she did not have placed much confidence in her friends who promised to catch her.
那次呢,我们跟那些年轻人他们去retreat.
I remember one time that we were on a retreat with the youth.
有些人懂游泳,有些人不懂游泳的,我不讲他的名字,我不讲他的名字.
We were swimming, and so we know that there are some brothers and sisters who knows how to swim and some who don't quite know how to swim yet, right?
咁啊邊個邊個呢就好緊張啊,但係人呢識游啊,好似條魚咁,就想去,但佢呢就好緊張,但想游,想學.
So we won't mention any names, but the rest of the group knew how to swim. They were swimming like a fish. But this particular brother was holding on for dear life. Oh, sorry, sister. This person, sorry. This particular person was holding on for dear life. Now, they wanted to swim just like all the others. And they were doing, the rest of the group were encouraging this person saying, I'll teach you. Here, this is what you do. I'll show you. And so this individual says, okay, I want to learn. So show me. So as they were showing him, they said, okay, let me do it. But you can tell, on the one hand, he wanted to do it. On the other hand, he was holding on with dear life with this onto the side.
弟兄姊妹，冇信心。
There was not enough confidence, no faith.
但如果我哋跟随主，
But if we, when we follow the Lord,
如果我哋只系睇环境，
If we only look at the circumstances,
好似阿边个边个咁样，同埋嗰个女仔想跳落去，睇环境。
Just like the two examples that we mentioned, that individual in the water and also that girl on top of the retaining wall, they were so afraid.
我们就变成怎么说呢？你没信心的时候，你也都不可以在那里享受你自己。Ultimately,
without faith or without that confidence, they were not able to enjoy the moment with their friends.
更不能够享用 神为你所预备的。But
for us, it means that we are unable to enjoy that which the God has prepared for us.
但我们要怎么样呢？我们要拎出第一步出来。So
what are we to do? We're supposed to take that first step.
好像呢个祭司抬住个约柜，圣经话脚一进入喺水个里边。Just
like the priest who held the ark up. And so what did they do? They put their souls into the water.
我觉得好有意思，好得意嘅十五节，脚一入水。
I find that this description in verse 15 very, very interesting. It says, as the feet of the priest carrying the ark were dipped into the edge of the water.
咁嗰啲水咧，好远好远嘅地方就停咗啦。They
dipped into the water, and all of a sudden, the water stopped upstream.
我哋要行第一步。
We need to take the first step.
如果唔係嘅話，神喺嗰度預備咗，神俾你哋好豐富，但係人都享受唔到。If
you don't take the first step, even though God has made all these arrangements, all these wonderful things that are supposed to happen, you will not be able to experience any of it because you have not taken the first step.
巴森弟兄，一個印度嘅弟兄咧，佢曾經作過一個咁嘅見證。There's
an Indian brother, brother Basan.
Yeah. 佢早年咧住喺加拿大。Now,
previously he was living in Canada.
窮到不得了。And
at that time, he did not have much money.
天氣寒冷，冇錢買衫。
It was in the winter season, and so he didn't even have enough money to purchase a coat.
但佢話：我早晚禱告喎。But
for him, he says, last night, day and night, I prayed.
求主使佢咧能夠温暖一啲咁多。
And his prayer was, Oh Lord, let me be warm.
他就說每晚呢，他要將他的腳縮到他心口那裡，縮埋。
Each night though, he would go to bed and he would be in a like a child when they're curled up in bed, where their feet is drawn up to their body.
那咁呢，可以，他就暖啲咁樣樣。
In that way, to try to conserve
他說呢,
his warmth.
他就說神真的答應他。
And so it was his account that God was faithful to answer his prayers.
但有一樣嘢，他說那次經歷。
And there was one thing that he experienced in one particular time.
他說這麼窮，窮到呢，他的鞋都爛了，穿了底。
That he was so poor to the point where his shoes were filled with holes, but yet he could not find. He didn't have enough money to buy another pair of shoes.
加拿大冬落雪，咁你行喺雪地上边真系好惨噶啦。Now
this was in Canada where it snows, and so if you're walking around in the snow with shoes that are filled with holes, that is not a good thing.
咁佢话唔通我唔出街啊？So
he said, "Is it would I stop going out because of these limitations?"
佢向主祷告。
What did he do?
主啊，你知道我呢个情形。
He said, Lord, you know my circumstance.
求你供应俾我。I
just ask that you might provide for me.
因此佢唔系再停留喺屋企。So
he didn't just sit at home and waited for an answer.
佢要出去传福音。He
went out. What did he do? He went out to the outdoors to preach the gospel.
嗰日佢就约咗一个人。
And so he made arrangements, he made a time appointment with someone.
咁咪同佢讲讲讲,
and so as he was telling that person, or speaking to that person,
佢話呢,喺傾偈之間,佢話嗰個人呢,突然間,唔知, 冇头冇水咁样，又同佢讲话。 如果我买对鞋俾你，你介唔介意啊？
And so in the midst of the conversation, just out of the blue, with no without any pretense, the person whom he was speaking to just blurted out, "Brother, if I buy you a pair of shoes, would you mind?"
根本同佢讲话，佢都唔拉更嘅，突然间咁整一句咁嘅说话。
It was just random that he just said, "Would you mind if I buy you a pair of shoes?"
弟兄姊妹，我哋要行第一步，呢个就系信心。
Brothers and sisters, faith requires that you take the first step.
人，神要人去配合，将呢神嘅事嘅神迹、神嘅事情显明出嚟。
God wants for individuals to cooperate and co-work with Him. And when an individual does work with God, then the miraculous work of God has a venue to be displayed.
所以我哋嘅信心，我哋讲信心，信神加上人嘅信服嘅行动。
So we talk about faith. Yes, we must have faith in God, but it almost must be coupled with the action that follows that faith. It must be coupled with the submission of man.
咁神嘅作为就显出嚟。
And when those two aspects are there, then God's work is displayed.
所以第十三节喺神有一个宣告。
And so that's why in verse 13 there's a declaration from God.
神话。 他要这样做,
it says, God, the Lord of all earth, will do this.
然后15节,人信服,
Verse 15 is the step that we're talking about of submission, where the priest stepped up to their feet into the water.
16节,神迹可以说就出现, and then
it brought forth verse 16, which is the result. The water stops upstream.
所以弟兄姊妹啊，佢哋过河呢件事情唔单止系一个历史。
So this issue or this matter, event of crossing the river, is not just a historical event.
而系属灵嘅原则嘅使用。
But rather is a practical spiritual principle.
神要喺人嘅中间作工。
God wants to work in man.
好，然后我哋到第二个点。 就係嗰十二塊嘅石頭嘅調換位置。
Now we need to move on to the second point of today's discussion, and that has to do with the memorial stones, the 12 memorial stones.
佢哋約書亞就吩咐人，十二個人喺佢哋行過嘅嗰個河底嗰度攞，每人攞一塊石頭，總共十二塊石頭喺嗰度攞上嚟，拎去對面嘅岸。
So Joshua instructed for 12 different individuals to go into the river that is now that they have just crossed to pick up each one a stone from the middle of the river.
拎过去对面,
and to bring it to the other side of the river.
圣经又冇讲，但系我哋相信咧，佢又另外摆十二块石头从河东嗰边拎过嚟，放喺河嘅中间。
The Bible is not so clear on this matter, but it seems that they had also taken 12 stones that was on east of the river where they had started and have placed it into the middle of the river.
在祭司站过,台约柜站过那个地方,又立在那里。
To the place where the priests were standing, the priests were standing in the middle of the river.
那我们知道呢,以色列人有两次行干
Now we know, historically speaking, there are two specific and very dramatic times when the Israelites crossed a body of water.
第一次是过红海,
the first time, of course, was when they crossed the Red Sea.
是预表着他们得救,
and that represented or symbolized their salvation.
从死亡, 黑暗的权势那边过来,
that they were taken out of darkness. They were taken out from the clutches of damnation.
第二次是过约旦河就是这一次。
Now the second experience was this particular episode where they crossed the Jordan River.
这一次他们过去是要享用神的应许。
This time though, they crossed the body of water in order to enjoy the abundances of God.
这个仍然是一个属灵的原则。
Now, this is still a spiritual lesson.
本来是,
a spiritual principle.
本来是, 应该, 死亡的。
Now, death should have come in both instances.
本来这些班人是在死亡在世界里面。
Sorry. So these individuals initially were part of the world and they were dead.
但是如今能够去享用神所为他们预备的。
But now they were given the opportunity to enjoy the abundance of God.
那里原来有一件事情发生。
So what happened? There's something that there was a transaction.
就是有一个代替在那里。
There was a substitution.
有一些该死该灭亡的代替了那个一个不该死不灭亡的代替了那些该死该灭亡的。
There was a transaction wherein that which is not condemned and should not deserve death is substituted for those who are condemned and who should die.
本来有12块石头。
So initially there are 12 stones.
他们一直在河底那里。
Where were they? They were in the middle of the river, so they were underneath the waters.
在河底里面不见天日。
They were there underneath the water and never once did they see the blue of the sky. They were submerged in the river. They were submerged there. Oh, I'm sorry. They were condemned there. And they continue to be in death, so to speak. But with this instruction that was given, that which was submerged and continued to experience death, they were taken up and move to the other side of the river where they enjoy. How were they able to get from here where they were to there where they will be? Why? It's because there were 12 other stones that were brought in to take their place beneath the river. Today is because of the salvation of God.
我告诉你,
Let me say this plainly. Both you and I, initially, we faced damnation. We were in death.
你不要以为我都挺厉害的,
Don't think, I'm pretty quick. I'm pretty smart.
我都挺有本事的,
I'm pretty capable.
我又挺好人的,
I'm a good person besides.
但是圣经说,世人都犯了罪。
But the Bible clearly tells us that all have sinned.
每一个人生下来,他就是一个罪人。
That each and every individual is born in sin.
这样的人是应该死的。
And as it should, individuals should be condemned to death.
应该是灭亡的。
They should have no hope.
应该是在神的荣耀里面没有份的。
They should not have a part in the eternal plan of God.
我们不是,
but it's different for us today.
我们今天说,
no, today we can say, I have an eternal hope.
啊, 我们的前途是光明的,
and that our future is bright.
为什么?
But why?
因为我们的罪已经洗脱了。
Why? Because our sins have been washed away.
怎么样可以洗脱呢?
But how could our sins be washed away?
你相信接受耶稣, 耶稣基督,
You have to believe in Jesus Christ. For Jesus Christ's blood washes our sins.
他死在十字架上,
he died on the cross.
怎么样是代替了你,
to do what? To be our substitute.
是替你接受这个刑罚,
to be your substitute, to bear the penalty that you should have borne.
他今天死了,
today, he died.
他流血,
he bled.
为着你我, 不用再死,
so that neither you nor I have to die, neither you or I have to bleed.
所以看见吗, 弟兄姊妹,
so, brothers and sisters, this is a substitution.
誰代替我們?
Who became our substitute?
主耶稣基督代替我們?
It's the Lord Jesus Christ who became our substitute.
所以在哥羅西書,
that's why in Colossians,
与基督同死。
That we have died with Christ, it says.
然后呢，就与基督一同复活。
But not only that, is that we are resurrected with Christ.
就是一回这样的事情。
And so that's the situation.
我们怎样可以同他同死同复活？
How can we die with him and how can we be resurrected with him?
是因为他替代了我们的位置。
It's because he became our substitute.
是他给恩典我们。
He granted us the grace.
救我们脱离这个黑暗的权势。
To save us out from this world of darkness.
将我们放进在他那个他自己的丰富的里头。
And placed us squarely in the midst of his abundance.
求主帮助我们，让我们看见哦这个的救恩。
So may the Lord help us that we truly would see for ourselves this salvation way.
最后我们看见，约书亚就这样吩咐人做这件事情。
Now Joshua went forward and commanded for the people to carry out this task.
那些人呢，都第八节就都遵着耶和华所吩咐约书亚的行了。
And so it tells us in verse 8 that the sons of Israel did as Joshua commanded.
看见吗？当人信服作神要作的事的时候。
So we see here once again, when man is obedient and submissive to do what God wants for them to do.
就是将这些石头放拎起上来，放在对岸。
And that's to carry these stones from the middle of the Jordan over to the other side.
咁约书亚就话要作为呢个纪念。
And Joshua says this shall be as a place of remembrance.
啊，点解啊？因为第时咧，你仔女问你呢几个石头咩意思啊？咁你就话俾佢听，系神救我哋，叫我哋脱离呢个死亡，进到去呢个荣耀。
So this became a memorial to do what? So that when in the future the sons ask the fathers.What had happened here? What does this mean? That's then they're able to relay this event, this matter to the next generation.
神在人身上显出他的能力。
That God was able to manifest His might amongst the people.
人接受了神自己他的作为，信服作神要作的事。
Now when man submits to God and what he desires to accomplish and carries it forward.
啊，这个就是那个结果了。
Then you have this result that we have today.
然后最尾嗰一节，神好清楚咁样话俾我哋听。
In the end, the very last verse, he tells us, God tells us very clearly.
神藉着呢所发生嘅事情，叫喺佢面前嘅人蒙恩。
On the one hand, God permitted for the events to happen in order for those individuals to experience grace.
但是这句说话是向着这些我们这些接受恩典的人来讲的。
But now God goes forth and proclaims something else, something that we who have also received God's grace should hear.
24节弟兄姊妹，如果你圣经用打开，请你看一看。
If the Bible is still open to it, you can look at verse 24, chapter 4.
要使地上万民都知道耶和华的手大有能力，也要使你们永远什么敬畏耶和华你哋嘅神。
It reads that all the peoples of the earth may know that the hand of God, the hand of the Lord is mighty. So to do what? So that you may fear the Lord your God forever.
好多人同我讲话，哎呀，神咁大嘅恩典祝福，拯救咗我，我能够为佢做咩嘢咧？我有啲咩报答佢啊
？So many people have had this sentiment to say, "Oh God."Did a wonderful thing. He saved me. I wonder if there's something that I can do to repay him.
神在这里跟我们讲了，你能够回报他的。
But God clearly tells us that you're talking about repayment.
不是我们手上边懂得做什么，能够做什么。
Repayment to God is not dependent upon.What you are capable of doing or what you know to do.
而是使你们永远敬畏耶和华。
But rather, it is for one particular purpose, and that is that we may fear the Lord our God forever.
这个就够。
And that's enough.
这个也是神要的。
And that exactly is what God is after.
弟兄姊妹,
if all of us were successful to live in this state of mind, to fear the Lord God,
你说我又不懂祈祷,我又不懂传福音,我又不懂做这个,又不懂那个,
that's enough. It doesn't matter if you say, but I don't know how to pray. Oh, I don't know how to preach the gospel properly. I'm not quite sure if I know how to do this for the Lord. It doesn't matter. What does God want? What is God after? That you would have a heart that fears Him. That was the requirement of God for the Israelites at that time. And today, His requirement of us is exactly the same. Because the entirety of this historical account is to give us the parallel of our spiritual walk today.
看见吗,
so, brothers and sisters, do you see?
愿意我们的眼睛常常地望着主。
Oh, that our eyes would fall squarely upon the Lord continually.
愿意我们常常地将注意力从环境旁边的人
Oh, that we would be able to constantly, consistently transfer our focus away from our circumstances, from people, from events that are around us. So if the West Coast Conference bring you difficulty, or maybe it's brothers and sisters who are constantly a thorn,
或者在你做的事情上面,无论是你自己的工作或者服侍的事情上面,有难处。
Whether it is maybe your work, a secular work, or is a spiritual service, that there's hardship that comes because of it.
求主都帮助我们,让我们的眼睛不要再看这些东西。
May the Lord truly have mercy upon us to allow us to recognize that our eyes should not be set upon any of these things.
我意思不是说叫你放低不要做。
Now, don't misunderstand. It doesn't mean that you discard your responsibilities.
我意思是说你不要用这些所有的东西来捆绑你。
But do not allow any of these matters to be that which binds you.
让我们的眼睛单单仰望主。
Set our eyes, fix our eyes upon the Lord.
听神要我们顺服祂,要做神要我们做的事。
To be submissive to Him, to hear and then to do what our God wants us to do.
最重要的就是说,我们心里面要有敬畏神。
And then most critically, that within our heart, we have a fear for God.
求主恩待我们。
May the Lord deal kindly with us.
我们祈祷。
Let us pray.
主耶稣,多谢你,赞美你。
Our Lord Jesus Christ, we thank you and we praise you.
求主你继续向我们说话。
May you continue to speak with us.
或者,在言语上面,我们有很多的还不
Perhaps things were not made so clear this morning, so that we still have we don't understand. But we do ask and pray that the Holy Spirit would do His work to clarify and to instruct, so that we might truly be able to live before Your presence, in order to please You. In order that you might gain glory through us.
主啊,
Lord, we look to you.
怜悯我们,
have mercy upon
us.
In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Amen.